Alright folks, welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving deep into something super important. Self-compassion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another fluffy episode about being nice to yourself, hear me out. We live in a world that constantly pushes us to be better, do more, achieve faster. It's like a never-ending race, right? But what happens when the pressure cooker explodes, and those difficult emotions start bubbling up? That's where self-compassion comes in. It's not about being a pushover or letting yourself off the hook. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. And trust me, we all have those times. Ever felt like you just want to crawl under a blanket and hide from the world? You know that feeling when things are piling up and your mind's racing? That's where self-compassion can be your lifeline. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your self-compassion game. First off, recognize those negative thoughts. We all have them. They pop into our heads like uninvited guests, whispering doubts and negativity. But the first step to dealing with them is acknowledging their presence. Don't try to fight them or ignore them. Simply observe them without judgment. It's like watching a cloud drift by. You acknowledge it, but you don't let it define your entire sky. Secondly, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, it's about bringing awareness to the present moment. Take a few deep breaths, feel your feet on the ground, and really pay attention to your senses. When those difficult emotions arise, grounding yourself in the present can help create some space between you and those swirling thoughts. It's like pressing pause on that mental rollercoaster ride. Thirdly, talk to yourself kindly. Would you yell at a friend for making a mistake? Probably not, so why do we often treat ourselves so harshly? When you catch yourself being critical, rephrase those thoughts with compassion. Instead of, I'm such an idiot, try something like, everyone makes mistakes, I'll learn from this. Fourth, engage in self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about nourishing your body and mind with activities that bring you joy and help you recharge. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply spending time with loved ones, make sure you're prioritizing your well-being. And finally, remember that you are not alone. We all struggle with difficult emotions. It's part of being human. Reach out to friends, family, or even a therapist for support. Sharing your experiences can be incredibly healing and remind you that you're not facing this journey alone. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, deadline looming, and suddenly your computer crashes. All your progress is gone. That sinking feeling kicks in, right? Your mind starts racing. I can't believe this happened, I'm going to be so late, this is a disaster. Now, if you're operating on autopilot, that negativity spiral could take over. But, with self-compassion, things look different. You might acknowledge the frustration, say something like, this is so annoying, but then shift your focus to problem solving. You could take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that you're capable of handling this, and start looking for solutions. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring the tough stuff. It's about approaching it with kindness and understanding. It's about recognizing that we are all human, we make mistakes, and sometimes life throws curveballs our way. The key is to respond with grace, not self-criticism. So remember, folks, be kind to yourselves. Practice those self-compassion strategies. Acknowledge your emotions, treat yourself with kindness, and know that you're capable of navigating even the most challenging times. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little dose of self-love. Until next time, keep it real and keep on detoxing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.